That's right. It's Friday, and that means... That means... That means it's time! It's time for Show!
Plus.
And my supporting cast, starring Greg Russell and Dana Clark. Well, here we are. Are we getting close to getting back to big weekend movie premieres?
I think so. More and more people that I know have been going now back to the movie theaters. Then, as we all know, next Tuesday, Michigan will completely open up. So that, you know, is a good indicator for people to then know that, hey, okay, you can go out and do things, you know, kind of like the way you used to do them. And with a lot of the bigger, you know, movies that will be coming out during the summer, you know, like Black Widow and things like that, more people will want to see them, I'm quite sure, on the big screen outside of their house.
Yeah, I think, you know, as great as it's been, and to discover Netflix, for example, and the other services that have helped us get through this thing, I think a lot of people will be anxious to get out and get the whole movie theater experience. On the other hand, I can guarantee you there are some people who say, you know what, I don't need to go back to a movie theater. I can watch it at home and be comfortable and pop my own popcorn. That's what I'm thinking. But there are still going to be those of us who really want to get into a theater and support those small business owners oftentimes, or even the big chains, and see a movie out without any hassle and really good, freshly popped, buttered popcorn. Sorry that I let my own feelings get involved in that. But that's the way it goes.
I went to one last week, and you're absolutely right. It was a horror comedy movie. I think it was called The People Next Door, The Family Next Door. And it was just so great to be able to laugh along with other people and, you know, go, ooh, ah, you know, when something scary did come up.
Did you say this is a genre, and I don't use that word very often, this is a genre I'm not familiar with. Did you say horror comedy film?
Right. It's a Mike Epps movie, and it's a comedy about where these people move into him next door, and they're vampires, but he's the only one who knows it. So... And Cat Williams plays the main vampire, and if you've ever seen Cat Williams, he's like 5'0". So, I mean, as far as his height, so that's what kind of makes it a little bit funny.
That is funny. All right. Let's talk about today's films. Dana, have you seen either of these films that we're talking about here?
No, I have not. We have two documentaries, right, Greg, which is kind of odd to be coming out the same week.
Right. Two documentaries, and both are actually very good for what they're about. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, let's go with Rita Moreno.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, as we all know, you know, Rita Moreno, of course, one of the stars of the original West Side Story. Plus, she's going to be in the new one from Steven Spielberg as well. It's a documentary about how Hollywood was back then, which is so different than what it is today. She was kind of limited, you know, to getting certain roles, even after winning the Academy Award.
Huh. Well, you know, that's, I mean, Steven Spielberg can do whatever he wants, and he does it extremely well. But coming out with a new West Side Story following In the Heights, that's going to be either brilliant or not.
Right. You know what I mean? And I'm with you. Yo, I do. Because like you said, Steven Spielberg, you know, the king of all things, you know, that he touches. But like you said, this was almost like, this is one of those movies where maybe we'll have to see it, but you know, maybe he should have just left this one alone, you know, and tried something else. Because even to this day, we all still know the original, and even the younger kids who have seen it, you know it as well.
Well, let's listen to Rita Moreno and from her film and her story, Just a Girl Who Decided to Go for It. Brian?
She comes with history. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. I was really drawn to her. She made me feel like a woman could do anything because she did. She was a Latina, like me.
She just brings such authority and such honesty to whatever she's playing.
Some people might view Rita Moreno as the embodiment of the American dream.
At the age of 16 years old, she was the sole breadwinner for her family.
Little Puerto Rican girl whom nobody thought much of at MGM with a contract.
Wow. It's her story, mm-hmm. right? That'll be interesting. How do you give it a few thumbs up? What are you giving it here?
Yeah. It's a good documentary, and especially one, again, just dealing with Hollywood history from basically 60 years ago and just how much things have changed. I mean, you know, a lot of times you see things and think, okay, things haven't changed much, you know, in the past 200 years. But this one will let you know how the entertainment business has definitely changed, you know, for the better in a lot of ways as compared to back then. Because I got to talk to her. I got to interview her for this movie. And she even said that after West Side Story, you know, she thought, okay, hey, things are going to open up. But she was still only offered roles as mm-hmm. house servants or the desperate girl. And it was like, mm-hmm. she was going, no, I've got this gold statue. I should be doing much more than that.
Yeah. All right. So worth seeing. What's the next film, Dana?
The Sparks Brothers.
Let's listen to that.
Throughout all the years that I've been making music, if you get on a tour bus with a bunch of musicians, eventually the conversation will go to Sparks.
I remember just seeing them all the time, like, who are those guys?
They are a band who you can look up on Wikipedia and know nothing.
We are Sparks, dude.
It wasn't like anything else.
All pop music is rearranged Sparks. That's the truth.
Well, that is the truth. Mm-hmm. And there was just a veiled reference, Dana, I noticed, for Greg, a veiled reference to the Russell Brothers tour bus.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Detroit. You heard that tour bus reference?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
So what do you think of the Sparks Brothers?
Well, one of the brothers' names is Russell, and the other one is Ron.
Wow.
Yeah, so join the Russell Brothers tours, and you can see him. It's so weird, Paul W. They're Americans. They're from California. They got the band together in the late 60s. Now, honest to goodness, in all my years of dealing with music, I had never heard of them. I mean, they just go by the name Sparks, you know, as far as the band. Mm. And these guys have been around since then and even continue now. They moved to England to, you know, try and build up people to follow them. They kind of sound like Queen a little bit as far as, you know, their music. But just how I got to interview them as well and talked about the fact that they're still doing stuff today. In fact, they're going to be in Detroit next year. And how most groups, with the ups and the tremendous downs that they had, right now they'd be working at an ice cream parlor, you know, asking what flavor you want for this Friday. But it's just a fascinating thing. And just how they did have, you know, their audience. In fact, you remember the Paul McCartney record video called Coming Up, you know, where he played like every character in the video?
I off the top of my head, no, maybe Dana does, but I'm not.
No,
I don't.
Oh,
okay. Well, there was this one character he played where it was this guy who had this snarly look, and I'm thinking, because he was dressed up like his buddy Holly and, you know, several other people. I'm going, who was this guy? It was one of the Sparks Brothers, as it turns out. And it's like, good grief, you got Paul McCartney to pretend to be you. But
it's kind of exciting. It's for that alone, I'm in. And that sounds good. Before we run out of time, Greg, you wanted to mention, Dana, what was it, the new series on Disney Plus?
Luca. Is it Luke? You know what, Greg? I got it confused because there's a Lukey and a Luca, but the Luca is the one you're talking about, right? The animated feature.
Well, Brian says it's Lukey. Oh, Loki. Oh, sorry.
With Loki.
Oh,
well, I'm
totally confused.
Yeah. Right, we're all confused now.
So, Brian, did you say low key? I thought you said Lou Key instead of Luca. It is low key, in Brian's humble opinion, and I hate to say this in front of Brian, but he's usually pretty good on these sorts of things.
Yes,
he really is. So, anyway, what about low key? For God's sakes, we're going to run out of time anyway, and it won't matter.
Tell us something.
Yeah, Greg, fill us in.
Superhero. There you go. Check it out. You know they're always good, especially if it comes from Marvel. So there you go.
Oh, and that's why Brian really knows it's a Marvel
superhero.
Right.
He knows.
He's got the pajamas already. He's already got the low-key Marvel pajamas. I know this. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's Movie, show.
Plus.
Greg Russell, we'll see you on the Russell Bus, the Russell Brothers Tour, and Dana, we'll see you around the block.